So last week, we started our series of loving like Jesus and looking at how he loved and how we can be like him in that. Last week, we saw that loving like Jesus requires a relationship with him. We need to be connected with him. We need to then know how he loved people, looking at scriptures and when he walked the earth, what that looked like. And then we need to follow those principles and his example as we see God working around us and join him in loving people. God has called us to love people around us, and we can see how Jesus did that and love in similar ways. Now this morning we're going to look at our first principle that Jesus modeled in loving people during his ministry on earth. But before that, we're going to start this morning with a video that is going to test our attention skills. So all you have to do is watch on the screen above and follow the instructions on the screen.
This is a test of selective attention. Count how many times the players wearing white pass the basketball.
Hold on. We're going to pause that. Can you go back to the main screen? All right, we'll try that again. It was working before, I promise. All right, let's try it again. See if it slows down.
This is a test of selective attention.
No, it's not going to, of course.
Count how many times.
Okay. Let's see if we can... Go. There you go. Let's take two. Let's try this again. Can you hit the play button there on the bottom left of the screen there? Okay.
This is a test of selective attention.
No, it's just going to go fast. Okay. Well, all right, well, that didn't work out. So were you paying attention? Okay, so, well, I don't know what happened to our video. It was working before. So, now I have to adjust here. Let's see. So it won't work as well. Okay, let's go a different route now. You guys all remember the book, Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Right? Not really a book, it's a picture, of course. And you look and you see where, you know, you're looking for Waldo, and he's got red and white on, and... Of course, the picture is made up of a lot of red and white things, right? So you have to be very specific as to what you're paying attention to. So, well, let me kind of explain this video to you. So anyway, the idea is that in this video, you have to go back and watch it. The idea is to check your attention skills. And what they're doing is they're going around, they have these people in black and white, and they're passing the basketball around, and your goal is to try to count how many passes the people in white only make. And so you're trying to pay attention to this, and you know the people in white kind of do this, and the people in black, they're also passing a ball, so it's very confusing. And then in the middle of this video, this man in a gorilla suit walks in, and just in the middle of the circle, he kind of beats his chest, and then he just walks off, which has nothing to do with the video, of course, but the idea is that when this experiment was done in 1999 at Harvard, it's called the Invisible Gorilla Test, and as they showed this video to unexpecting people, what they found is that people were so focused on counting the passes of the basketball of the people in white that half of the people who watched the video didn't see the gorilla. And so when you would go back and you'd show them the video, when then you told them there was a gorilla in the video, then they would see it. And so the question for the experimenters was, you know, how can something so obvious in a video go completely unnoticed? How could people be so focused on watching the passes of people wearing white that they would totally missed this gorilla? And so the researchers came to two conclusions. The first one was that we miss a lot of things that go on around us. And secondly, we have no idea that we are missing so much. Now, the researchers who have done this experiment, and it's been done various ways since it was first done, researchers call this perceptual blindness. And they mean by this is that we see, but we fail to observe. If we're not paying attention, we can be blind to what's happening around us in plain sight. And one reason that people don't see the gorilla in the video is because they are so focused on counting the passes. And this leads to another conclusion, that we see what we pay attention to. We see what we are mindful of. And so if we're going to love like Jesus, we need to know what Jesus paid attention to during his life on earth. We can ask ourselves, what was Jesus mindful of? Well, as we go through the Gospels, we have a number of stories about Jesus and his ministry as he walked the earth. And one of the things that we notice that Jesus pays attention to was that he paid attention to physical sight. The Gospels are filled with accounts of Jesus giving sight to the blind. Now, healing the blind was a sign of the Messiah that was foretold in Isaiah and other places in the Old Testament. That when the Messiah was walking the earth, that sight would be given to the blind. We see one example of this in Matthew chapter 11. Starting in verse 2, it says, when John, this is John the Baptist, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, Jesus, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? John is wanting to find out of Jesus, are you the Messiah, or are we waiting for someone else? Look at Jesus' answer in verse 4. It says, Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. Jesus' answer to John's question is, look around you. You know, hear what's going on. The blind are being given sight. The lame are walking. Leprosy is being cleansed. The deaf are hearing. Jesus is saying, of course, I am the Messiah. I'm doing what the Messiah was said he would do. And one of those things included giving sight to the blind. Jesus was concerned about that. But more than physical sight, Jesus paid attention to spiritual sight. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus answers the disciples' question of why he speaks to the crowds in parables. And there in chapter 13, in verse 13, Jesus says, this is why I speak to them, the crowds, in parables. He says, though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. Now the crowd saw and heard Jesus physically, but few of them saw and heard him spiritually. He goes on, says, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. You see, people with callous hearts have spiritually closed ears and eyes. And those with open hearts have spiritually open eyes and ears. Jesus goes on and he says to the disciples, he says, but blessed are you, your eyes, because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Jesus says that godly people before the disciples longed for the privilege that they received to physically see and hear Jesus, but then also to understand him and his spiritual significance. And so we see Jesus paying attention to both physical sight and spiritual sight, wanting people to see who he was and what he came to do. Jesus was mindful of what was going on around him, both physically and spiritually. Now, let's look at an example of Jesus' awareness and mindfulness from a well-known account. It's recorded in Luke chapter 19. It starts this way in verse 1. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. It says, a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Now Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. He wants to get a glimpse of Jesus. But the crowd is an obstacle to Zacchaeus' sight of him. Now we don't know the intentions of why Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. It's probably not what ends up happening, what he was hoping for. But Zacchaeus makes use of his surroundings and he climbs the tree and he's able to see Jesus. And in the midst of this large crowd, though, Jesus notices this man who has climbed the tree. It says in verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Now, Jesus could have called anyone out of that crowd, but he sees this man who has gone out of his way to see Jesus. And he notices Zacchaeus in the tree, and he calls him down and says, I must stay at your house today. Now, in the rest of the story, we know that Jesus is welcomed as a guest in Zacchaeus' house. The crowd who is around and hears us and sees us, they mutter about this, that Jesus has gone to be with a tax collector. Zacchaeus then ultimately repents and promises restitution to those that he has cheated. And in verses 9 and 10, the account ends this way. Jesus says to him, Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Now, the crowd that was around him would not identify with Zacchaeus. They would not say, yeah, he's one of us. But Jesus calls him a spiritual son of Abraham. You see, Jesus saw something in Zacchaeus that the crowd did not see. And many people in that crowd saw Jesus physically, but did not understand him spiritually. Now, it's worth noting that in this account where Luke places this account in his gospel, right before this account, at the end of chapter 18, Luke records Jesus giving physical sight to a blind man as he approaches Jericho, where he comes across Zacchaeus. Now, the account of Zacchaeus is unique to the Gospel of Luke. It's the only gospel it appears in. And so we see clearly that Luke is making a point here. He's comparing and contrasting here physical blindness with spiritual blindness. And that's actually a theme throughout the book of Luke, the gospel, in comparing physical and spiritual sight. And so this blind man is given physical sight. Zacchaeus is given spiritual sight. And so if we're going to love like Jesus, we need to be mindful of what's happening around us, especially when it comes to people. Now we ask ourselves, well, what hinders us from paying attention to people around us? What hinders us from being mindful of others? Well, there are lots of different reasons, but here's one major factor, and that is our personal agenda. We all have one. We all have an agenda. We have an agenda for today. You know, we came to church, and after church, we've got plans to do something. We may be going out to lunch. We may be taking a nap. We may have a meeting up with people. All kinds of things. But we have an agenda. Now, I came across this definition of a personal agenda, and it was defined this way. A person's plans for what he or she wants to do, most likely for his or her own benefit. Our personal agendas are about us and what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. Now, agendas are not inherently bad, but often they are self-centered. My agenda is what I want to do when I want to do it. And so then my problem becomes with people is that they can get in the way of what I want to do. And so when we couple our personal agenda with pride, my agenda becomes the top priority because I take top priority in my own mind and in my own world. And so it becomes all about me and what I want to do and what I want to accomplish. And then this attitude leads to ignorance and busyness that doesn't have time for other people. So part of our challenge in being mindful of others is that we're so focused on ourselves and what we want to do and what we want to accomplish. But if we're going to love like Jesus, we have to be mindful of other people. We have to be paying attention to them. So how do we do that? How do we pay attention to others? How do we eliminate that perceptual blindness that causes us to focus on ourselves and to be blind to what is happening around us and not loving like Jesus? I want to suggest three things this morning to be mindful like Jesus was. The first one is that we need to be attuned to God. We need to be in tune with God. Jesus' awareness of his surroundings and people came from his intimate connection to God the Father. We know that Jesus was well versed in the scriptures. We know that often he would go off by himself to pray. And he did that so that he would be in tune with the Father. That he would know what the Father wanted him to do that day, even that hour. We also need that awareness of God's presence around us. And we can have that through spiritual disciplines. We become attuned to God as we spend time in Scripture, as we spend time praying, as we do gathering together in church. You know, we can become attuned to God and what He would have us do and how He wants us to be living, to paying attention to other people. We see another example in John chapter 4. This is in the midst of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman. And he and the woman had been talking, and the disciples had gone off, and then the disciples come back. In verse 31, the disciples urge Jesus. They say, "Rabbi, eat something." And he says to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." And then the disciples are confused. They say to each other, "Could someone have brought him food? How did he get this food?" Now we know Jesus is not talking about physical food. He's talking about spiritual food. It's a metaphor. And he says in verse 34, he says, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Jesus knew what the Father wanted Him to do, and He did that. He was attuned to the Father. He was connected to Him. Jesus knew that He came to harvest souls, which is what He's talking about in John chapter 4. He knew that He came to seek and save the lost in Luke 19. Where He didn't pay attention as much to the crowd as He did to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus showed initiative, and Jesus saw that and paid attention to him. We need that kind of spiritual nourishment on a regular basis as well. If we're going to be attuned to God, we need to spend time in His Word. We need to be praying. We need to be gathering with other believers. And that will help us to be attuned to God. The second thing that we need to do is we need to pay attention to people around us. We need to be watchful. We need to be focused. We need to be closely observing other people around us, especially people that we know well. We need to pay attention to both verbal and nonverbal responses. We know that people can say a lot without saying a word. And we know that sometimes people can say one thing, but their body language says something else. But we won't catch that if we're not paying attention. So we need to pay attention to the people around us that God brings across our paths. And again, we may know them well. Sometimes it may be a stranger. But we need to pay attention to those around us because we remember that we pay attention to what we are focused on. Now, if our video had worked, you know, you would have focused on the people passing the ball and you would have been able to count that. You may have missed the gorilla. But on the other hand, if I had told you to pay attention to the gorilla, then you may miss, you know, the number of passes. We pay attention to what we are focused on. And so we ask, what gets our attention more consistently? Are we focused on heavenly things? Or are we focused on the things of this world? By being attuned to God and paying close attention to others, we may be able to see what others miss. It's having our spiritual antenna up, that we're in tune with God and we're in tune with the people around us. We're paying attention to those things. And then the third thing that will help us as we're loving like Jesus, as we're being mindful of people, is that we need to be willing to pause and set aside our agenda when needed. Again, not every agenda is bad. But if our agenda cannot be put aside, even temporarily, and our agenda is more important and it's more about getting things done than loving people, then we may have a problem. We may be too focused on something else. The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where he says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, consider others as more important than yourselves." We need to rid ourselves of pride and replace that with humility, considering others more important than ourselves. And then in verse 4 he says, "Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." It's not completely neglecting our own interests, but it's taking others' interests into consideration. And not just be focused on ourselves. You see, we tend to be navel gazers, aren't we? I mean, we tend to be focused on ourselves. And that we can't see people around us when we do that. And Paul is saying, not just to focus on our own needs, but also to look at the needs of others. And not to be so focused on ourselves that we can't pause or even set aside our agenda to help someone else. And then Paul there goes on and he writes about what Jesus did, his example, how he showed this. Paul writes in verse 5, says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus, the Son, the member of the Trinity, humbled himself, being made like a human being, being made the very nature a servant. That was Jesus not looking to his own interests, but to the interests of others. And that's the example that we're called to follow. Loving like Jesus is not efficient. Loving other people like Jesus, it gets messy. We have to put aside our own agenda. We have to put others' interests and their needs above our own at times. You see, in your bulletin this morning, a quote from novelist Mary Webb, where she wrote, said, "If you stop to be kind, you must swerve often from your path." Loving others like Jesus is messy. It's not efficient. We're going to get slowed down in our agenda at times. But that's what Jesus has done. And we're called to love like him, and we need to be mindful of others. Jesus was mindful of the circumstances and the people that surrounded him. Jesus was paying attention. And so if we're going to love like Jesus, we must be attuned to God. We must pay attention to people around us. And we must be willing to set aside our agenda when needed. Because that's exactly what Jesus did when he came down from heaven. When he was doing the will of the Father who sent him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son. And that in his coming to earth, coming down from heaven, that he set aside his glory for us. Being made in the form of a human being, being made in as a servant. The one who had existed for eternity, who sat at your side, Father, humbling himself to come to earth, and then even to die on a cross. That is the example of love and humility that you have set for us. Father, would you help us to love like Jesus? Would you help us to be mindful of other people? Lord, we need to confess that oftentimes we're focused on ourselves, focused on our own agenda, what we want to accomplish, when we want to do it. And sometimes people get in our way. May we confess that to you, Father. And may we change our ways. May we be in tune with you. That we would know your presence. We would be aware of your presence around us. That we would be aware of the presence of people around us, that we would pay attention to them, that we would have our spiritual antenna up. And if there's a need that we can meet, that we would meet that need, or if there's a word that we can say, a word of encouragement, we would say those things. But that you would lead us. Father, help us to be willing to set aside our own agenda, to press the pause button in our own lives and to help others. Whatever that may look like. Father, I pray that you would give us that ability. That we would be in tune with you. We would pay attention to others around us. And set aside our own agenda. As we see that that's what Jesus has done for us. In his overwhelming love for us. He set aside his agenda. Humbled himself. Came to earth to die on a cross. Father, may we follow his example. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.